Mike, a couple of guys already have been talking about Justin before he hit the first team reps yesterday. How did those go, and how did they do it? Playing in practice when we can't see him anymore.
Yeah, those went really well. Justin, ever since he got here, his development has been very, very good, and I have high hopes for him. I hope he does really well.
How tough is it? I mean, obviously, nobody wants Tyler to get hurt. How hard is it to adjust to a third quarterback in the same season?
I just try to do my job and run my routes, and, Matt, Tyler, Worley, no matter who it is, they can really deliver the ball. So, I just try to do what I can and just try to run my routes as best I can and fill my role.
It seems like your role in the last couple of weeks has been more run blocking, and that's gone well.
Yeah.
How do you balance that? I mean, you want to make catches at tight end, but it seems like you're still doing some things well that aren't showing up on the stat
sheet. Yeah. The last couple of weeks I've been in on protection. I've been doing a lot of run blocking, and, that's really the life of a tight end. I've had a conversation with Coach Dooley, many of them, and, me and him know that, tight ends, they have to block and they have to catch. So I can't be too worried about my catching because, I have to show both skills. And that's one thing I really do enjoy, blocking a lot. And I think I've done really well at it these past couple of weeks. So.
Marlon, what do you guys have to do to get the quarterback pass rush? What's not clicking in the pass rush
We just got a pass rush is such a team type of, like a unit type of thing. We got to be on the same page. That's the biggest thing. We're out there freelancing at times. We're not discussing to the next player, hey, we got to run this, we got to run that. So it's kind of messing us up and throwing us off because it's such a team thing. So because you expect the guy on the outside to be in a certain place and the guys on the inside expect those guys to be in certain places. So that's where we got to connect that and become more of a unit and work together on these pass rushes.
Michael, do you know what Justin Worley does better at this point than Matt Sims, or is it just a huge question mark?
It's really a huge question mark. Worley hasn't really been battle tested yet in the game, so nobody knows.
How confident would you feel if he was the starting quarterback on Saturday?
I feel very confident. He's been here for a little while now. He's really dedicated to learning the system, and I feel real confident.
Do you think in the last two games that Sims struggled personally, or do you think you guys did play the top teams in the country, so it's not great there, but personally, do you think he struggled, or the personnel also had their problems?
I think it was just a combination of everything. You're playing the best team in the country. He might have been struggling a little personally, and just things didn't really click those two games. So unfortunately, things just didn't go our way.
For both of you guys, can you talk about the third quarter, the start of the second half? Why has it been such a struggle offensively and defensively, and particularly in league play?
Go ahead, Marlon.
Still trying to figure that out. And right now, we got to put those games behind us as hard as it is to do and move on. We got another, 5-6 games left, so we got to, focus and refocus, get focused on South Carolina and try to finish. We got to learn how to finish. We know we're a pretty good first half team, and we got to learn how to be a pretty good second half team.
Notice a lack of difference in enthusiasm between first half and second half? Because you would think going into a locker room tied with the number two team in the country, you'd be 10 times more amped out from the second half. Is there a difference in attitude at all?
We come out the second half just like we come out the first half. Even though it doesn't look like that, I promise you we do. And it's just things just really, I don't know. They really don't go our way in the second half. But I feel like we just, like Coach Dooley says, we just got to keep that mental stamina and just keep pushing on. And even though, we might come out in the second half and they might, get a touchdown within the first 3 minutes of the second half, we still just need to push on no matter what. And we just got to learn as a team to, continue to develop in that.
Did you feel affected by the environment?
No, I don't think the environment affected us too much.
It's crazy because at halftime, we went in, and I know as a unit, D-line, I was just talking to the guys, just letting them know, hey, we've been here before. Don't celebrate. Let's not get too excited. We've been here before last week, and we're just going to come out and come out with our heads on fire just like we did first half. And it's just like when we have one bad play, it seems like guys get their heads down, and me included, and we just got to work on that. But it wasn't no a different approach second half than the first half. We came out exact same way. It's just we got to learn how to fight through pressure and, when our back's against the wall.
Is it an execution thing or are
execution.
Teams doing a lot of scheme stuff differently second half?
We went back and looked at the tape. I know as a unit, I can't really speak for the offense, but I know as a unit, we went back and watched the tape, and it's just the small things. Small guys not being in there and it fits the way it's supposed to be. And those plays that get you hurt, especially against against good teams. And that's just the problem. We came out and we didn't really execute like we supposed to have.
Marlon, do you feel like without Marcus Lattimore, South Carolina is a very one-dimensional team? Or what have you seen so far from them without him?
Well, the tape we've seen, he's been there. They just had a bad week, so I can't really tell right now. But we're going to approach it just like it, as if he was there. You know, they like to run the ball, and we got to get after it. And the quarterback they got, he can scramble a little bit. So as a unit, defensive line, we got to keep him contained and we got to stop the run.
Keeping him contained, I know Malik said you guys might have been caught off guard by McCarron's speed a little bit. You know, that fast. Knowing this going in, you guys contained Aaron Murray as well. So benefit this weekend.
Oh yeah, it's definitely a big deal for us. We got to keep this guy contained. We know he can scramble, and so it helps us a little bit. And so Coach Thompson's doing a great job of making sure, like, and that's another, it goes back to what I said. You expect the guy on the outside to be on the outside. You expect the guy on the inside to push the pocket. And so it comes back to just execute, doing our job, keeping this guy contained.
Don't say, you know, the mistakes are basically just lack of execution and small mistakes on the past plays. Are those more likely, those kinds of mistakes more likely to happen as the game wears on and you get a little bit tired? Or do they, know where they come from?
I gotta say I wasn't really tired, sir, and I didn't get that from my teammates that we was tired. It's just lack of focusing. Pressure getting to us, saying that the game is getting late, hey, we're still in this thing. And I guess guys getting kinda gloomy or whatever, myself included. And just whatever it is, we gotta get rid of it. We gotta learn how to execute for four quarters. First two quarters don't really mean much. You gotta finish.
With these guys.
Thank you.
Looking for AJ Johnson coming up.